I'm David Brancaccio. How we feel is now certified by the experts. The National Bureau of Economic Research says the U.S. is in a recession. The group has determined that economic activity peaked in February, thus putting an end to the long expansion that started 11 years ago. Here's Marketplace's Justin Ho.
In the past, the NBER has watched an economic decline for much longer before officially declaring a recession. But economist Teresa Ghilarducci at the New School says this is no ordinary contraction.
It would have been a bit ridiculous to wait to tell the world what we already knew and felt.
The NBER says the magnitude of production and employment declines warranted the official designation. Ghilarducci says what's different this time is how quickly we went from full employment to double-digit rates of unemployment.
It took 2 years in the 1930s to get to the kinds of rates that we're seeing now.
In previous recessions, economist Peter Urazim at Iowa State University says unemployed people jumped to other jobs in less affected industries. But this has been a nearly universal shutdown.
And that's going to make it much more difficult for people to shift from one job to another as a way of surviving the economic consequences of the pandemic.
Urazim says that could make it even harder to recover. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.